The organizers of yesterday's New York Marathon dedicated the event to the victims of the attacks of September 11th. For several runners in the marathon, that dedication was something very personal. They ran in place of people who had entered the race and then lost their lives that day. One such runner was Ralph Mayers of Lansdale, Pennsylvania. Mr. Mayers, you ran in memory of your son, Noel, is that right?
Yes, I did.
Tell us about Noel.
Well, Noel's my oldest son, and he had entered the marathon. He's been involved with triathlons and mostly triathlons. So he entered it because it was there. It was a challenge to him. And then when September 11th happened, he couldn't be there. And my other son, Eric, had asked me if he could run it for him, if he thought it would be okay, appropriate. And I said, sure it would. On the next day, I asked Eric if I could run with him. And he thought, it's a little crazy, but if you want to try it, Dad. And we had about 3 weeks of training.
Now, Noel worked in the World Trade Center.
Right? Yes, he did. That's the place he loved and lived. He loved it there.
He was a trader. He was a bond trader.
European bond trader.
Noel was 29 years old?
Well, he just turned 30 in September 27th. His wife just had a baby last Wednesday. They had their first child.
And you say he was a triathlete as well as a long distance runner.
He did mostly triathlons.
And yourself, your own athletic history?
I ran track and cross country and swimming and a little football when I was in high school, but that was it.
And how long ago was high school?
About 39 years ago.
39. You're in your mid 50s, but
yes.
And have you been a runner, a regular jogger in the years since?
Or? No, I haven't. No, I haven't run since high school.
So in three weeks, yeah. You went from 0 to 90, becoming a marathoner.
Yes, that's correct.
This is encouraging to lots of us, but how did you go about doing that?
I was driven by my son. I know if Noel had his mindset to do it, he was going to do it. And Eric had 3 weeks to train as well as myself, and we just decided we're going to do this. We can. So we pushed ourselves and worked hard. Eric got himself up to 18 miles, and I got myself up to 12 miles.
Well, 12 miles is less than half the 26 yeah. miles of a marathon.
Right.
So you'd never run anything close to that distance.
No, even in high school, I ran 3.5 cross country.
And you finished.
And I finished. And not bad time either, 5.5 hours.
Now, during the marathon, or say at the starting line of the marathon,
yes.
Was it evident to everyone that you were running in place of your late son, or was that just something private?
I had T-shirts made up with Noel's picture in the front, and I didn't use my name. I put Dad on as far as when people yell and scream for you and encourage you, they call you by your name, and I just put Dad. They don't need to know my name. I know I get encouragement from people on the sidelines, just, you know, go Dad, go Dad. And little things like that really encouraged you.
Was there any particular moment in the course of the marathon when you felt something special, when you either knew you were obviously going to finish this race or something came to you that you hadn't felt before?
At mile 14, I'd gone further than I'd ever gone. And I looked up at Noel, and I just thanked him for sharing it with me, letting me share that with him. And the last mile and a half, I just took off running. My feet were just, they were just gone. And I just know that Noel was in my leg somehow, somewhere. I just feel he was. I know I couldn't have done this without him. There's no way.
Mr. Mayers, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
For talking with us today. Ralph Mayers of Lansdale, Pennsylvania, who ran in the New York City Marathon yesterday in memory of his son, Noel Mayers, who died at the World Trade Center on September 11th.